Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
With
La Crush Hearts.
Everybody knows me.
Everybody knows me, and if you don't, you're going to learn tonight. Welcome to another stepping stone in our journey to quit slacking and make it happen in 2014. First and foremost, I would like to give an awesome shout out to all the listeners and callers for our debut show, Back to the Airwaves. We had Chris in Jersey City, Lady C in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Russ across the pond in the UK, Sun752 from Philly, and everyone whom I didn't mention. Thank you so much for making my first show a success, because I believe it was a success. Why? Because I got a lot from my first show last night. First, I learned to be patient. I learned to be consistent. I learned to be open to fresh ideas. I learned that support is essential in business and in my personal life. And I was inspired and motivated to continue on. This is why I'm here today, to continue with the message of quit slacking and make it happen. Tonight, we have two awesome special guests to assist us on our journey. Later in the show, we're going to have an extraordinary woman and author of His Purpose, My Praise, Angel B. But first up is the host of Got Controversy Radio Show, which is right here on Blog Talk Radio, Mr. Kasan Bolton. And I'm just excited. I mean, I'm trying to take my time because I was told to take my time. Yesterday I was rushing. I was, you know, doing everything up under the sun. So right now I'm going to take my time, take it smooth, you know, just take it 1 minute at a time. You know, we don't need to rush. We got 120 minutes of me. For all those that are just tuned in, if you are listening via your computer, the chat room is now open. Just press F5 real quick, refresh, sign into BTR with a free account if you don't have one. Join us at a chat room. You can chat, interact with me. I have the chat room open. I'm on Twitter at Phone Fair Radio, and I'm also on Facebook.com/WRPF Radio, or if you are on my personal page, you can go ahead and just send me a note, and I got you, because that's how I do. You know how I do, folks. Right now, though, I think we need to get the blood going. I need to get y'all hyped. I need to get y'all ready for tonight and my special guest. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, play a little music. Let's get us in the right mindset to come back and get it popping. I'll be right back.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Go get, 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 go get
y'all, but I'm going to tell y'all like this. Thanks to Angel B for putting me onto this song. Now I'm hyped, and I'm ready to go get it. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to go get it. And right now, this is the place and the time for me to go ahead and do just that. Just go and get my blessing. And you know what? 2014, it's going to be a hell of a year. I can see it already. I feel it already. It's going to be some awesome, awesome time this year. So, you know, you can call up 805-830-8320. Once again, that number is 805-830-8320. You can listen on the lines because tonight we have two awesome, extraordinary people that's going to help us with our journey, hopefully inspire, teach, learn, and give us more knowledge on how to better ourselves, because these people on the show tonight are just, like I said, they're just amazing. They're doing some awesome things. I love the energy. I love the talent. And I just can't wait to get them on. So once again, that number is 347. Oh, excuse me. That's my number. Hold on. Scratch that. Rewind. Reverse. 805-830-8320. You can also hit us up at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Shout out to the 7885 who's on the line right now. Jersey City in the building. So here's the deal. You know, I had something written out. I'm not rushing. I really am not rushing right now. Not rushing. I'm taking this slowly. I'm trying to be patient. I'm trying to just, you know, get myself in the right mindset, because that's what it's all about, right? Just getting ourselves in the right mindset. And you know what? I have something I want to read real quick. And then we're going to go and start our interview because I'm just excited to speak to this person. Okay, here it goes. The poet says, you may need to make a decision to change your position. Your position may not have been commissioned by our creator. So does your commission by man stand in your way for your position with God? Embed a thought in your mind by someone else can keep you beneath your own understanding of receiving your blessings. To receive your correct commission, make the right decision. This is from books, Poetic Expressions, from our guest tonight, Mr. Kason Bolton. And without further ado, tonight our special guest, as you know, is fellow BTR Post, Got Controversy Radio Show. He's a poet, an entrepreneur, a dreamer, and most importantly, he is taking the initiative to quit slacking and make it happen. Welcome to our hot seat, Mr. Kason Bolton. Yay!
Hey, how you doing? The Crush is in the building.
I know you're ready to rock the airwaves. Now you're in the building. Welcome to our hot seat. How are you, Mr. Kason?
I am so thankful to be here. You know, I'm so glad that I'm on the team with you. I'm on Team Crush with Team Waddell, and I tell you, I'm excited. It's keeping me amped, keeping me motivated. It's keeping my creative mind up, and I'm still learning along my journey.
First of all, thanks for the support for last night and sharing your time with us tonight. I'm so excited to have you on the show. And technically, you are my first official interview of the new year. I think this is why we started 5 minutes earlier. Yay!
Wow.
So that says something. I'm like, I'm just hyped. I just wanted to get you on here. So I was like, you know what? Let's get you on here. You know, Kason, you know, we recently met a couple of weeks ago, but I feel like I know you forever. So I'm gonna stop talking because I want you to take a moment and tell us about you, your talents, your businesses, and I want to give you a moment to fill us in on who is Mr. Kason Bolton.
All right, I'm Kason Bolton, the poet, unpublished author, blog talk host, motivational speaker, and life coach. I love people. I love to share my gifts and my talents, and I'm ready to take the BTR Internet Radio show by storm, and I am excited about being on your show tonight. You know, I'm telling you, the energy that you have is so inspiring to me, despite us just meeting. It helps being a part of a group, such as the Dreams Woven group. I can only say that it is an awesome group, and the accountability that we have for each other is truly encouraging in what I do. You know, I'm on four nights a week with my show. There's no topic too taboo for me to discuss. I really like enjoy empowerment and talking about relationships. It really amazes me some of the things that you know, people are dealing with these days, and why they're slacking in 2014 and they're not making things happen. And there's reasons, and we don't get into that a little bit later on the night, but I just want to tell you I'm excited to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm amped. You know, as a matter of fact, this is my first interview that I'm giving since I've been doing blog radio. You know,
really?
This is a first for me as well. Yeah. It's all right. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm so happy. I'm so happy about that. Now, listen, you already jumped ahead of me. I was going to ask you, what is Got Controversy Radio about, and how did you come to make this a reality? Now, before I go and do that, I got to let you know. Before there was you, there was me, okay?
I feel that.
Taboo. Like, that was our thing. There's no topic too bad, too taboo for us. And actually, our slogan here, our little slogan for our show, Phone Fantasy Radio, we are controversy sexiness at its finest. There we go. Controversial sexiness
love
at its finest. That was our little thing. Somebody told me that, and I took it and ran with it. But I'm just letting you know that. Before there was you, there was me. But go ahead. Let us know more about Dot Controversy Radio Show.
Well, you know, a couple years ago, I was introduced to blogging, and I fell in love with it. And I created a few blogs, one positive, one negative, and one in between. And what I found is people didn't like positive energy. I had a blog called Uplifted Spirit. People wouldn't touch it. I started creating these stories. I got over 20,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I have another blog that I write. You know, it's called The Poet Says. Those who are listening, www.ksonthepoetsays.blogspot.com. That's for the grown and sexy, some intimate, some do's and some don'ts. You know, I use pretty graphic, colorful words to describe in my stories. But
yes,
you can definitely find something out there that that can be really inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came up with that controversy, I said, you know, controversy would be a great name for a show, but it doesn't have to be what it is. But there's, like I said, there's no subject that I will not talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say the things that others just don't want to talk about in open air, in open forum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I get most of my listeners are women, I will admit, because women are more open and vocal to share. Men are not.
Yeah.
I'm not dissing on men folk, but for what
right.
I experience in the field and
right.
in what I do, I get more responses from married and single women. And, you know, it's just what I do.
Right.
So I came up with it. You know, of course, 69, was just, it's not what that is, but it just flipped upside down. So, you know, Got Controversy Radio, FM 69.
FM 69. I'm not even going to touch that one. We're not going to touch that.
Yeah,
we're
going to touch that later on a different show, Crush.
We're
going to be PG tonight.
We're going to be PG-13 tonight. I'm not going to touch that 69. I'm going to leave that. You know I'm not. You notice when I'm talking about your show, I just leave it. I leave it aside, right? I don't do the 69 FM blog story. I just leave it aside. I'm not even going to touch that. But
yeah.
Let me ask you, storytelling, but how has the experience been so far with hosting your show? And I see you had some awesome interviews. And you know, how has that been so far for you?
I would say it's been truly a blessing and an honor. Because when I actually came out and started about August of last year, took a two-month hiatus and revamped the show, and I was co-hosting with a friend of mine, Marlo Chapman, and I hope to do some work with her again soon. She is awesome. She's encouraging. She's raw. I call it raw. She's ready, able, and she's willing. You know. So, and we were, and I was a co-host for her, but she's hot. So I enjoyed working with her. So when I took a break, I came back. I wanted to revamp the show, and I wanted to do the show where there was nothing wrong with what I was doing, but I'm trying to draw more sponsors as well. You know, I'm doing advertisements. You know, you can advertise on my show as well. So I really enjoy that piece. But I want to cover topics that people can call in and feel that it's okay to talk. You won't have to give your first name. You can give a false name, your girlfriend's name. But talk about the things that's close and dear to your heart.
You know,
intimacy, emotions, friendships. You know, if men could really unite together like women do, I think it'd be a really
it'd
good
be
thing.
Awesome.
Sharing business, you know, really. So, yeah.
It would definitely be awesome. I totally agree with you. I'm going to take a moment to let everybody know that I am talking with radio host, entrepreneur, dreamer, and writer, poet, Mr. Kason Bolton. Kason, where are you from?
I'm originally from Louisiana. I left there when I was weeks old, and I was raised on the West Coast. I was raised in Compton, straight out of Compton.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved straight to North Carolina 10 years ago, and I'm loving it here.
I'm loving it there.
There's more unity. There's unity here. But before I moved here, and I was working at a financial institution, and I was on my way trying to make it to New York, up there near your way. But, you know, Things weren't worked out the way that it did. So here I am in the Carolinas. I'm enjoying it. There's a lot of bonding. There's a lot of men and women sharing information. That's what I love about it here. It's a little bit more warmer than it is on the West Coast. I'm not dissing the West Coast. Those are my roots. But I really like it.
They're not. Yeah. They know you stay. They come after you.
Yeah, man. You know, it's real. It's real in the feel
they
out of Cali.
They come after you. Better not. That's what's up. I really do. I really, really do enjoy you. I do enjoy you. I am so, like I said, I am so amped and ready to just go. So just when and how can we tune into Got Controversy radio show?
Well, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. I'm on from 7 to 8:30. And I got to tell you, I've been excited about the hosts that I've had, the guests that I've been on my show. Just last night I had Mama Joyce from the Atlanta Housewives was on, you know, on this coming Thursday. I'm going to have Miss Cat Orlando. She's a very sexy saxophone player. She's a singer, a songwriter, and she's dropping off some of her new hot tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really thankful. I'm concerned. I want to know things, what I am allowed to know about each one of my guests. You know, I want to play music that they like. I want to have questions, you know, that's not going to put them on the spot, but it's going to engage them. I like engaging my interviewers, you know. And
right.
I'm really guarded with them as well, you know, but I really enjoy being on the air. I enjoy the sponsors that I have been blessed to get on the show in such a short time. But I owe it all to my second journey in the growth is for Miss Catherine Waddell, who is a wonderful, awesome woman. And I can tell you, her spirit just illuminates when she's on the phone, when she's in person. And I feel like I've known this woman a long time, but she is really key. On the development of where I'm going and the direction that I'm going and the accountability that's there. And because of Catherine, it's how I met you. You know, you have the same characteristics, the same personality, just vibrant all the time, full of energy, full of life, and you are a wealth of information. That's what I appreciate about Miss Crush, because you are a team player, and in the business that we're in, it's key. It is truly key for success. So I applaud you and thank you.
Thank you so much. You know what? I totally agree with you as far as that wealth of information to exchange ideas, to sit down and just brainstorm. And, you know, sometimes you need that with somebody. Sometimes you need to just sit down, like, listen, I have an idea, but I need a little help. And you know, they don't even say nothing. If they just sitting there listening to you and agreeing, okay,
right.
But you know, they point certain things out to you, and mentally you just going, because I know me, I'm like that. You know, if I'm talking to you, I call up, listen, I have an idea, but I need to sit down and I need to work this out. I don't need you to do nothing but just shake your head, okay, right, and I'll figure it out myself. But to have that person near, that's maybe, even if they wasn't interested, just to know that I'm engaged with somebody, and they appreciate what I'm saying, I think that is, you know, that's just something I like, as far as, you know, and that's what I said, that's what I learned yesterday, that support in your personal and business life is very essential, to have somebody, a friend, you know, that's why we have best friends. You know, so we can sit down
right.
and hash out our problems and relationships and so forth and so forth. Am I rambling? Let me stop rambling.
No, you good. You good. do what you do, Crush.
Do what I do? Okay, I'm going to do what I do.
Yeah.
There you go. That's all I need. I just need that. Go ahead. Go ahead and do what I do.
Yeah, man.
Quick shout-out to Russ. Russ is in the United Kingdom, and he's just joined us in the chat room. He said he's here. He said, what's up to you? Shout out to you, Mr. Bolton. So Russ
hey,
is here. Shout
you.
Out to
tell
Chris.
Him,
right. Shout out to Chris from Jersey. Shout out to Lady C. And shout out to the 646. I don't even know who that is, but I think I know who that is. But I don't know who that is all at the same time. Okay. right now, you're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio. I have Got Controversy Radio Show host, Mr. Kason Bolton. And we're just politicking right now. I'm getting to learn a little bit more about him as far as his radio show is concerned. And you're also, you've mentioned this, you're a poet / writer. And I want to learn a little bit more about your writing style, your writing skills, and, you know, you're so multi-talented. How long have you been a writer / poet?
I've been writing since the late 80s. And what I did back in the day, I used to actually keep my things, I would print it out, put them in a plastic and put them in a notebook. Mm-hmm. And then over the years, I started writing for other people. Whether I'm writing as a man or like I've written something that's going to appear in my book that I wrote for a woman who was in love with a man, and she couldn't put it on paper. So, you know, I do not just for myself, but I want to, my style of writing is to empower others to think about life in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get really crafty with it, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just, I just like to inspire. So over the years, I started using the synonym, the poet, and it has worked thus far, and I'm a really humble kind of guy, laid back, you know, but I'll share, as I say, my truth. It's not the truth, but it's my truth,
yeah.
And I just want others to grab a hold to it, and it's just real heavy, real heavy.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Do you have a sample of your work now that you can share with us real quick?
Whoa, yeah, you're going to put me on the spot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We are.
I'm just going to do the something that's real quick here. It's called The Other Shadow.
Okay.
Who is she or who is he? Where do they come from? Start in our thoughts. Why? Or they start when the devil finds that opening to become the other shadow. That other shadow comes in the form of a skirt or a pair of pants. The other shadow appears when something at home changes in the way that two spirits need to communicate, but yet not for others to be granted, such as love, sex, money, affection, protection, or just a metaphor of the shadows of the spirit that sometimes comes in a form that appears to a blind listening ear. Basically, that's about men and women with friends of the opposite sex that will turn into a predator when you're down.
Okay, I didn't get them, but okay, I'm going to snap for you anyway. That's what you call going over Crush Head. Okay. Well, I'm so happy that you shared that with us. Finally, but I was going to ask you, What do you have in the future with your writing? Do you or will you be creating a book or something like that? Well, we did say you was, but, you know, tell us what to expect from you in the future as far as Kasan Bolton, the writer slash poet.
Well, actually, I have a book that I finished. It's just in the finishing stages, getting it edited and typeset and everything for publishing. And it's, I would say it's catered, not for us women, but it's catered, centered around relationships, but it's some really true stuff. And it's a bunch of short stories. It's 200 plus pages, bunch of short stories. And then I use a thing called The Poet Says, and mm-hmm. After each one, I have something very thought-provoking that I share. Some of it's spiritual, some of it's very sexual, some of it's very personal, but it's definitely a message, truly a message. And, you know, once again, I'm gonna scratch the surface with the negative side. I got some stuff in the works that you're going to help me with, and you're going to present it. Oh, yeah, we're going to work together. So y'all look out for that. Stay tuned for Crush.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's going down on Fantasy Radio.
I know that's right.
Yeah. It's going down.
Sounds so sweet. Big shout out to Endless. Let me read this correctly. Endless Encouragement, a fellow dreamer who just tuned in. She told me to tell you she's stopping by. She's here to support us. Kasan.
Hello.
Yes, support is what we are about. This is so true. Thank you so much for stopping by. Give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Oh, we have somebody who's already on the line from the 646. Do you want to take a call right now?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to take a call? Okay, let's take a quick call. Hey, 646, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Sunshine. I'm calling from Queens. I was just, you know, listening, and I didn't know I was going to be on the show saying hello.
Oh, welcome to the show anyway, Sunshine. You pressed one, so I thought you had a question or a comment to make for Mr. Bolton. But thank you so much for the support and tuning in.
Okay.
Okay, I'll put you back on that note. On that note, Mr. Bolton, how about we take a quick break? Let's take a quick break. You go get you a glass of water. I'm going to go get me a glass of water, and we're going to meet back here in about 5 minutes or so.
I'm with that.
You with that? Okay, so let's do that, folks. Let me remind you, you are tuned in to Phone Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess, Ms. LaCresh Charles, and I have special guest, Blog Talk Radio host, fellow Blog Talk Radio host, God Conspiracy Radio, Mr. Kasan Bolton. And the lines are wide open. If you have a question or a comment, definitely call up 805-830-8320. The chat room is up and popping. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. back, folks. Now, that was Whitney Houston. May she rest in peace. And I believe in you and me. And I just wanted to first let y'all know I'm not bipolar. I'm not going through mood swings. The reason why I play this song at this specific time, sometimes you need to just take a breath and breathe. Just inhale and exhale. So that was my way of virtually inhaling and exhaling, get myself back on track. So just to calm it down a bit. We got hyped in the beginning with the Mary Mary. So now we just need to take a deep breath. And that was my way of taking a deep breath for 3.5 minutes. Right now, we have Mr. Kason Abolting in the hot seat. He's joining us tonight on our journey to quit slacking and make it happen. He has so much going on. You know, you have so much talent. I know I asked you this last night, but let me ask you again for those who may missed it. What goals have you set this year, personally or professionally, and what actions are you taking to make sure you follow through?
Well, I don't make New Year's resolutions. I just make change. One of the things that I started this year was I changed my eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 30 days of the year, I was a vegetarian. And for the month of February, I'm doing straight vegan, no meat and no dairy whatsoever.
Oh.
So with that focus, with my prayer life that I have, remaining grounded and also using that same concept in doing business, as mentioned earlier, being part of the Dreams Woven group that you and I are both members of,
mm-hmm.
it allows me to dispense what I do to a group and giving assignments, and we networking together of sharing business ideas,
mm-hmm.
as a whole will help develop me in staying on task with, one, I'm also I own a security company. It's an LLC here in the Carolinas. I'm licensed and bonded. You know, I'm growing with that, and
mm-hmm.
also growing my audience with my online radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So drawing energy and income from there, and I'm thinking of doing some consulting as a compliance officer for the financial institution here. So I got my hands in a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, along with our theme for tonight, so that I don't slack, you know, I'm making myself accountable every single day that I do something toward all of my businesses, or I may do Monday and Tuesday half the morning on certain part of the businesses, and Wednesday and Thursday I may do something different. So I definitely have my calendars out, have my notepads out, so that I don't miss any appointments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in this business, timing is everything. You know, I'm on a mission to meet more people. Not just about business, but networking and sharing and meeting good people. Not just so much about business, but also personal. I believe in personal relationships and business relationships should go hand in hand.
Sounds good to me. So,
yeah.
You know, you say you're doing change, and are you seeing a significant change yet? You know, we just started in the year. It's, you know, only, what, 34 days, 35 days in. Are you seeing a significant change yet? And if so, how are you seeing the change?
Well, give a good example. Last year, believe it or not, because of procrastination,
mm-hmm.
I met Catherine Waddell, who's my friend and mentor,
mm-hmm.
last year on to another associate, and we instantly clicked, but I wasn't ready. So I held off, what, 60 days, a little over 60 days, before I actually connected to start working with her.
And I
lost that time because of procrastination. So when you look at it, when you own a business, you have to put time and energy in your business every
yes.
day. But, you know, I think one of the biggest problems a person that starts a business do, they pull out their Rolodex or their phone and go through their all their contacts, and if none of their friends bite, the air or the substance is let out of their energy for their business.
Yeah,
they can't think outside the box. When you meet someone on the street, the grocery store, the mall, if that's where you go, you always have to have a business card ready or not be ashamed or embarrassed or shy to discuss your business.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Working for someone is okay,
mm-hmm.
but a guaranteed check is not always guaranteed.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I'm very outspoken. I'm comfortable. I'm humble. But I love people. I start a conversation. You know, and I think one of the coolest places to start a conversation with someone is in the meat department or the produce section if you're in a store.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's
well, you don't
unique,
eat meat no
unique,
more, so I don't know how that's going to happen.
You do what now?
I said, well, you don't eat meat no more, so I don't know how that's going to happen.
No, but don't get it twisted. I still love to look at it. I love watching cooking shows now.
No, that's right.
And I tell you, it's hard. But you know what? I want to take something. Louis Farrakhan said almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you want to see how strong your mind is, stop eating and drinking water. I took that challenge for 4 days, no water, no food. My mind was so strong that I was praying every hour on the hour. I was waking up out of my sleep to pray. But what I like about what he did, it taught me discipline. So right now, me taking the meat out of my diet and the dairy, it's only going to discipline and make me sharper. Yeah, I want to lose about 30 pounds, and no, I'm not overweight, but it's not so much for the weight. It's for the disciplinary portion and to discipline myself to cut some things out so the doctor won't have to say, hey, Kason, you need to cut that out. So this way, there's no pressure.
Right.
So I'm using my eating habits as well as in my personal, professional life as well.
That is awesome. You know, that's awesome right there. That's inspiring because we were talking about this last night. A lot of people made that as a New Year's goal or New Year's resolution, if you will, to, you know, work on their eating and dieting and their weight loss and stuff like that. But you're able to bring both of them together, which is something, you know, most people don't know how to do. But, you know, that is just definitely awesome. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to ask you maybe one or two more questions real quick. And for those who just tuned in, I have Kason Bolton from God Controversy Radio Show. And later on, at the top of the hour, we have Ms. Angel B., author of His Purpose, My Praise. And she's just another phenomenal guest that's going to help us with our journey with Quit Slacking and Make It Happen. Hey, shout out to everybody in the chat room and tuned in right now. You can call us up at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1. I'm going to let you on. And, you know, you can ask your questions or add a comment or, you know, just tell us that you're tuned in. Shout you out. Really do enjoy. I'm enjoying the show. Are you okay with me, Mr. Bolton?
Listen. Let me tell you something. I love you. Your energy as a young woman is infectious. That's the only thing I can think about. Your characteristics is your personality is going to let you soar because you are a warm person, and you don't mind sharing your talent. And for those who don't know, the Crush Hearts has plenty of skill. You know, I can't imagine how many times I click like or share something she has done on Facebook, you know. Man, you got some skills, so amen for the group.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. This is not about me. It's about you, sir. It's about you. So my last question before we go ahead and bring on Miss Angel B for you is we're talking about quit slacking and making it happen. What are three things that you can share with my listeners on what they can do to make it happen in 2014?
One is more determination.
Mm-hmm.
Two, more motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Three, globalization and centralized marketing for new customers and a friendship base.
Okay, I'm going to need you to elaborate.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, I'm going to need you to elaborate a little bit.
The determination is set goals that are attainable, not unrealistic goals, but goals that are attainable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that we did in the Dreams Woven Group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
More motivation. You have to have self-motivation for your own business whether you're part of a group or an organization or not, you have to motivate yourself. You have to motivate yourself when you're not making sales, or you have to motivate yourself when you're not making contacts, or you have to motivate yourself when people are not responding or they're brushing you off before you get into your spiel.
Mm-hmm.
The globalization piece is globally, whether you're doing it online, whether you're doing it out in public, but you want your centralized area, whether you're going to target the East Coast, the West Coast, the so there's different levels of consumers as far as the marketing, for the new customers, or taking your old customers and revitalizing them, offering them something different. So, because in life, you're going to offer two things. You're going to either offer a service or a product, one of the two or both. So you have to learn what your product is, because you're going to get questions like, what's in this? Well, how does this work? Why does this? So you have to really know your product, or someone will challenge you, because that's just the nature of the public. You have to convince them why they should buy your product. So, determination, motivation, and globalization for making things happen in 2014.
You know what? I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Now that you explained it, I'm definitely with you on that. I'm definitely agreeing with you on that note. That is definitely the case. You need to, you know, basically have your shit together. That's basically what you just told. If you know you're going to make it happen, you got to be prepared, folks. You can't go in there and not know what you're offering or what you're selling or what you're trying to present to somebody. You basically have to have all your ducks in a row. Organization is definitely key when doing so. You know, knowledge, if you don't know, look it up. You know, and don't be afraid to let somebody know that you don't know. I respect you more if you tell me you don't know than you sit up there stammering trying to give me a bullshit answer like I'm dumb in the face, because now you're insulting my intelligence. You know, so I can definitely roll with that. I can definitely roll with that. I like that right there. Definitely know your product, know your service, know yourself. You know, what can you bring to the table? And that's something I'm learning this year is, you know, I sat out there, you know, you're talking about my services and stuff like that, but it took me a whole year before I started really pushing it the way I'm pushing it now. It took me a whole year and then some to really, you know, get paid for what I was doing, because I was just offering it for free because I felt like it wasn't good enough. You know, I felt like I wasn't doing enough, or I wasn't as talented. But, you know, with the help of our mentor, Ms. Catherine Waddell, who I must add will be on the show tomorrow night, so y'all can finally get to hear Ms. Catherine Waddell in action, and she's going to come and she's going to tell us about the Dreamwoven Support Network and all that good stuff. So remember, tune in tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here to Phone Fantasy Radio. But, you know, it was with her encouragement and my friends that I went ahead, put it up there, and it's been successful. So far, so good. Let me knock on wood. I've gotten nothing but great feedback, and I've also been able to connect with people such as yourself and Myra from Endless Encouragement radio show as well. So, you know, that is just totally awesome in my book. So what we're going to do right now, Mr. Hong, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you, your next guest, Ms. Angel B, she is so wonderful and refreshing to just to talk to. So your listeners are going to be in for a treat. Ms. Angel B, stay tuned on The Crush.
You know what? I'm so looking forward to this because I'm envious. I'm not
Why?
Just, you know, because this lady, it got like 50 million hats on. Like, have you been to her website?
Oh, yes. She's what the world called a beast. She's off the chain.
Exactly. She is a hustler. She grinding. Like, when do you sleep, lady? Like, I mean, I'm up, and I don't even have half of the stuff that she has, but I'm so envious because she is doing it all. She is doing it all, and I can't wait to get into her business because I want to know, you know, we're doing it, you know, with doing it all that you're doing, what's up with life? You know, because, you know, you still got to live, too. And that was something that always jumps in your way. It's like, okay, I got kids. I got, you know, I'm a soccer mom. I'm you know, this person got this one. My boyfriend is this one. I got to show attention to my husband and stuff like that. So for you to have on a million hats and you still have to deal with life, how do you do it all? You know, like.
Right.
I'm still trying to figure it out. You know, I'm still trying to figure out. You heard me. What was I doing 60 seconds before we started this show? Hold on, Kayshawn. Let me type this real quick. Hold on. You know, that's what I'm doing 60
but,
seconds.
But guess what, Crush? I got to say this. Despite what it may appear, you are about your business. You know, whether you're doing it at the last minute, it still comes out good in the end. But, but look, guess what? We all have our talents. You have yours, your way. Angel B, man, I went to her site. I was in awe because my chin just dropped. You know, the music playing, the format, the color. You know, I'm like, woo.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm like, oh, my goodness. She's definitely on the plane. Yeah, that's it.
I went to your site, and I was scratching my head.
Wow.
Well, you are connected in every way imaginable. You know, everything is linked together. You do beautiful work. Then you share your ideas with the group. You share them on air. You share them within the group. So guess what? I mean, I get up 6 o'clock, my bing phone going off. What is that, Ola Crush? Oh, okay. Angel B. You know, because look, she had no sleep. She got the coffee thing going. I love everyone in the group. It's a good group. Man. I know her cheeks are hurting if she's listening.
24/7, it feels like. I tell you, I sleep with the mouse in my hand. I'm clicking, 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 clicking with the mouse in my hand. So, you know what? Let's take this quick break, Mr. Bolton. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you taking the time out to join us. You're so awesome. Thank you for the tips you gave us. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for enlightening us on our journey to quit slacking and make it happen. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to talk to this awesome lady that we're giving nothing to praise to, special guest, author, entrepreneur, vocalist, Miss Angel B. She's going to come on, and we're going to get all up in her business next on Phone Fantasy Radio. So right now, we'll take a quick break, 805-830-8320. Call us up if you have a question, you have a comment, you just want to tell us that you're enjoying the show. Let me know. I want to hear from you. 805-830-8320. I'll be right back.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground, and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds, and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire.
Many businesses fail before they are started, from the lack of resources or something as simple as not having a plan. We at Dreams Woven Support Network are here to guide you and help you sharpen your vision as you move forward in business. The time is now for you to create the life you want and to leave a legacy that your family can be proud of. To discover just how $8.97 a month will be the best investment you make for your business, we invite you to listen to a free call at www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart, and we are heading to the second half of the show. We just finished an awesome interview with Mr. Kason Bolting from God Controversy Radio Show. I see you in the chat room right now, Kason. Hey. And we had such a good time. I hope y'all enjoying the show. Right now, I want to give y'all the 411 tomorrow night. This is just the second day. Tomorrow is the final day of our journey to quit slacking and make it happen in 2014. However, don't worry, we're going to keep doing this for the whole year, because that is just basically the theme for me personally, for Home Fantasy Radio as well. But tomorrow I have special guests. Catherine Waddell of the Dream Woven Network, CEO, team leader, if you will. She's going to come in. She's going to give us the 411, and hopefully she's going to inspire us, because she is definitely somebody that to look into. I really do appreciate her and what she's done, and she's been such a helpful hand in basically everything we've done as far as 2014 is concerned. She's helped us one way or another. So thank you very, very much. I really do appreciate that. Also, I have another entrepreneur, another young lady, Cynthia Randolph. She is the CEO. She's a wedding event planner. She got her own company. She's going to come tomorrow as well, and she's going to be in the second half, and we're going to get all up in her business, because that's what we like doing here at Home Fantasy Radio. But without further ado, let me go ahead and just get into the second half. I don't mean to sound cliche, but our next guest is a volcano, and she is burning up. She's a true inspiration, and like I said earlier, I'm just a little envious of all that she is and has accomplished thus far. I'm so honored to have this wonderful person on our show tonight. Please welcome vocalist, author, motivational speaker, radio host, and that's just to name a few, Miss Angel B to the show. Miss Angel B, are you there with me?
Hi, everyone. Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I am here.
You made it. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy, busy schedule just to give me a couple of minutes. Thank you so much
Absolutely.
For being here tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on the show.
That's great. So, you know, I would have claps, but I didn't. I don't have claps, but I'm gonna clap for you.
No,
I'm
too much.
I'm gonna clap for you. Take a moment, because you can do it better than I can. Take a moment and tell our listeners, who is Angel B in all that you do?
Well, I am basically just a country girl from North Carolina who loves to support people. Mainly authors, independent authors, inspirational authors, writers, gospel artists, independent gospel artists, and entrepreneurs. So each day I strive daily to inspire people to tap into their God-given potential and use that potential, their gifts, abilities, and talents to bless other people and also make a livelihood for themselves.
Okay, like I said, only you can say it better. That is just, I couldn't put it that way, but that is just awesome. So, you got so many hats on. You're out there. You're doing so many different things. I just need to know this because, like I said, I'm envious of this because I can't even maintain my one thing, but you got 12 different hats on. How is it you're able to do it all?
First and foremost, it is truly by the grace of God, his mercy, and his ability, because without him, I wouldn't be able to. I pretty much know, you know, what my limit is, and everything that I do is who I am. I am truly operating in the gifts and abilities that he has given me, and I do them basically simultaneously. You know, a lot of people say, well, she's doing too much or you have too much going on, but really they don't understand that it is just who I am and it just comes naturally.
That is inspirational. That is inspirational, and every time I do see you, because I'm up late night, I got my mouse, so I do see you posting. I know what Kayshawn is saying, you know, he turned on his phone in the morning, he got a post from you, and, you know, and things like that. But is there a system that you use, I mean, just to, you know, get, you know, everything, I mean, you know, just to have everything that you do? You know, when do you sleep? Like, do you have a system? Do you have a system or a schedule that you follow? Because I'm bad with this. I can tell you 9 o'clock.
Right.
Like, this is the only time I actually have a schedule, and this is with Phone Fantasy Radio. That's it. The rest of the time, I'm just all over the place. But how do you, or how did you come up with your system if you have one?
Well, I used to sleep from, what, maybe 7 in the evening until about, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning, but now I am sleeping during the day sometimes and up at night. So my biological schedule is a little bit off, but I do have a system, and it took me a little while to get into the rhythm of doing it. Because I have a nutrition club and I'm a wellness coach, I divide my time up, you know, during the day and during the week. So, you know, for some part of the day, I may be working on wellness coach things, you know, working with clients. And then another part of the day, I may be working on book marketing or praise, you know, the Praise Network. I pretty much promote Praise every day of the week because it is a 24/7 entity and it's a global network. So I promote that just about every day of the week. With book marketing, I usually whether or not I have a client at the time. Sometimes I may have 2 or 3 book clients at one time, so I'm promoting them either simultaneously or in conjunction with their virtual event. As far as wellness coaching, I have an established client base, so I work with those clients one-on-one individually as they need me. I have a team of wellness coaches underneath me, so I work with them independently as they need me to. But, I mean, like I said, everything that I do is who I am, is what I've been gifted to be able to do, and it just really comes natural. And I've done it so much now that I can almost do it in my sleep. You know, my mind is constantly going forward, thinking about, you know, the next strategy or how I can better assist a client or how I can better do something else. So it just, you know, it doesn't take that much time out of my day because everything is virtual right now. So, you know, I pretty much stick to trying to manage deadlines and get them out of the way. And then, you know, work on supporting other people as well.
Wow. Okay. I need to do this, but I wanted this. Let's count hats for me. You also wrote in, how many books have you written?
I've written 4. And wow. One of them is in Spanish, so that makes it five. Mm-hmm. And then two of them are digital. So it would be a total of seven.
Wow.
But they're, you know, they're in different formats.
Okay. How long have you been a writer?
Say that one more time.
How long have you been a writer?
Oh, all my life, basically, writing is a passion. I do creative writing and inspirational writing. I am a senior staff writer for Simply Elevate magazine, and I have been an inspirational writer for The Push Report from Project Push with Rhonda Nails, mm-hmm. and Anointed Fire magazine as well, and also Who Am I business magazine in Greensboro, North Carolina.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So I'm looking at everything that you're, you know, everything that you're doing, and like I said, you're definitely inspiration. You're a wellness and life coach.
Yes.
Okay. You're a radio host. Can you tell us more about your radio show and your projects you have going on?
I have my own radio program, Purpose and Praise with Angel B, but I spend more time supporting the hosts that have programs through Praise Network. One is Life in Favor with Evangelist Sharon Braxton, and then we have Prophetess Alicia Lee out of Goldsboro, and a few other local ministers and pastors who have programs. So I spend more time supporting them than I actually do my own program, which I actually need to get back to doing. But basically, it's just a stem off of His Purpose, My Praise, which is the debut book. And everything in that platform, it pretty much stems from the book itself. But the Praise Network is a strong, growing, dynamic entity that pretty much has taken a life of its own, and I attribute all of that to God because we've only been in existence for 1 year. When I bought the station, it was just one station, which was Praise Radio, and now we have four stations and also an independent section for authors, which is Praise Printing Press. So we have Praise Radio, Praise Talk Radio, Praise International, Praise Television, and Praise Printing Press.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. That is definitely awesome. How long have you been doing the Praise Network?
A little over a year. We started in October of 2012 is when I bought the station. And from there, it's grown from 87 countries to over 107 countries.
Wow, that is definitely awesome. That is so awesome. Good grief. I'm sitting here.
Girl, to God be the glory. That's it. To God be the glory. Because some days I'm like, how in the world?
You are like a soldier at this. Yes, you just going. Like, I'm sorry to be growling in your ear right now, but it's just, you know, just listen to everything that you are doing and everything that you are accomplishing. It's just like, you know, you just got that. It just builds up in you. You just got to let it out. Like,
well, it's been stepping stones. And a lot of it, you know, I can't take the credit, you know, myself, because like I said, all the glory goes to Him. And I've had lots of help along the way, you know, mm-hmm. business coaches, people who have, you know, been in my corner, who have, you know, helped me pray through things and, you know, given me advice. So, of course, I can't take all the credit. But each thing is a stepping stone. So I started from one place, and then it grew to something else, and then it grew to something else. So now it's like after being an entrepreneur full-time for almost 2 years, it's become second nature. Mm-hmm. So I just go with the flow, you know, and where he leads me, that's where I go.
No, that's all you can do. It's just take it one step at a time. I just got distracted because I was reading something from my poster, but I'm sorry about that. I'm focused. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why, this right here, folks, is why I have as many belts as this young lady does. But now, I got to ask you this. This is, it came back to me. Now, I'm scattered brain. As you can see, I want to do 12 million things, but I only need to focus on one because I lose my footing. Now, how is it that you're able to do, you know, all that you're doing and it all is cohesive? You know, like you say, you do everything simultaneously. How is it you're able to bridge all the entities where you can keep it as, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing it, you know, or it just blurs together, or, you know, is there a message to your madness?
Yeah. Sometimes they do, you know, they do overlap because, for example, you know, someone may call and say, I need you to come and speak about domestic violence. I am an advocate for domestic violence prevention and awareness for two reasons. My own personal testimony, and then a little over 2 years ago, I lost a family member. He was murdered by his girlfriend. So basically what I do is give a voice to male victims because people don't realize that there are a lot more male victims that don't say anything who suffer from domestic violence. It's no longer just a situation that's affecting women. It affects everyone. You know, it affects children. It affects the elderly. It affects women in large majorities. But there, you know, there is a minority of men who deal with that situation, but they are afraid to tell someone. So I give a voice for those victims. And then I advocate for lupus awareness. So, and that's because of my own personal testimony, because in 2010 I was diagnosed with lupus. So a lot of times things do overlap and I am doing them congruently. But then other times, you know, it may be just a focus on wellness, or it may just be a focus on the book itself. Or, you know, someone may say, you know, can you come and minister in song to this particular group or what have you, or can you come and speak here? But generally, the three things that I do the majority of on a daily basis are the Praise Network, book marketing 101 with Angel B, and wellness. Everything else is just a stem off from those things. And then the book itself, you know, I manage the fan pages, but I don't market the book every day, you know, because it's like the icing on the cake. You know, if someone buys the book, then I am truly, truly grateful. You know, it's an additional stream of income, but I don't push it to people every single day, you know, because it's a tool, it's a ministry tool that I use to help women or men who are dealing with tough marriages or tough relationships, toxic relationships, or situations where there's domestic violence, whether it's physical or verbal or emotional, you know, what have you. Or if there's someone who needs mentoring, you know, I do have a few clients that are life coaching clients. I don't coach them every day. I coach them as they need me, unless they need a program that lasts 3 to 6 months, you know, but I coach them as they need me. So it basically has set its own schedule.
Okay.
Everything that I do has pretty much set its own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the beginning it was tough because I was trying to figure out how to manage everything. But now, I have those systems in place. I have my time in place. I keep a very good calendar. You know, I make sure that I have deadlines written down, projects that need to be completed. You know, if there's a major book marketing project, you know, I try not to take two or three big book marketing projects at one time. You know, I try to do only one or two per year, or one or two every 3 to 6 months.
Okay. So let's take a quick moment and let's get people to you. How do we get to you? You know, I know you got all these different avenues, but how can we find out how to connect with you, you know, your website, you know, Facebook, all that good stuff?
Absolutely. The main site is angelbarino.com. Everything that I do is pretty much housed there, with links to social media, email, and to the Praise Network. But if you want to tune in and listen to the station, it's www.bit.ly/praiseradio. And then for the television station, www.bit.ly/praisenetworktelevision. And then, of course, people can email me at angel.barino@yahoo.com or praise, P-R-A-I-S-E, at sibn.net, or they can call 704-978-8679.
That's right. Have it all in order. Gotta love that. What I'm going to do right now, Miss Angel, is I'm going to take a quick break. Go get me some water. You can go get you some water, because when I come back, I want to get into the, well, since we've been on it, you know, the goals and things like that, but I want to get into the frustration that may come along with having so much, so many hats on and dealing with so many people. I definitely want to know your thoughts on that. So I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue. If you just tuned in, we have author, woman extraordinaire, Miss Angel B., who's just doing big things, the Guan, and we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more with Angel B. 805-830-8320. This is Phone Fantasy Radio. I'll be right back.
But I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke with.
Welcome back, Destiny Child. I'm Survivor. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a survivor, and every day it's survival out here for the fittest, whether it be personally or professionally. We are just out here trying to make it and overcome whatever obstacles are put in our way, and we're doing it. You know, that's the goal for this year, to just get up and do it. Let's not put a excuse on it. Let's not procrastinate. Let's not, you know, let somebody else, you know, discourage what we know for ourselves. And, you know, just because they don't approve doesn't mean you're not worthy. So, you know, that is definitely a song to be played, because you know what? It's all about being a survivor and telling your story and sharing your story. And we're doing it right here on Fall Fantasy Radio's Quit Slacking and Make It Happen in 2014. Now, y'all know it wasn't Make It Happen officially, but because of the thing you be, it is now Quit Slacking and Make It Happen, because I did not want Miss Angel B to get in trouble. But Miss Angel B, we're here with you. That's the goal for tonight. I asked Kayson, is once again, big shout out to Miss Kayson Bolton, and good night to him. He went to go lay it down. He couldn't stay for the whole show. So we're asking, I asked him this, I'm going to ask you this, what are some goals? Because you have so many businesses, you have so many services to offer. What are some goals that you set personally and professionally for this new year? And what kind of steps are you taking to follow through?
One of the things, and I went through, let me just backtrack a little bit. I went through a period of serious frustration towards the end of 2013, simply because I wasn't really sure, you know, what to do with my nutrition club, and I have for a long time been considering relocating to another area, leaving Greensboro, North Carolina, and moving to another market that would be more conducive to growth for me.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of 2013, or close to the last quarter, I was really, really frustrated about the club and, you know, some of what I was dealing with as far as clientele and my customers. And so what I had to come to grips with is that I wasn't necessarily losing my business. I was just restructuring one aspect of the business, which, you know, now I have become 100% virtual with everything that I do. And so with that weight being lifted, you know, from my shoulders, my goals for 2014 are to build a stronger clientele, build a stronger market in those three main aspects of what I do, and also continue writing about experiences and things that I've gone through, hopefully to release another book for myself this year, as well as working on a co-project with Rhonda Nails of Project Push, and the title of that book is Organized Obstacles, which will be released in October of this year. And that's basically a platform that we have established for underdogs, you know, for people who have overcome challenges and triumphs and, you know, were told at some point in their life that they wouldn't make it or they wouldn't be successful. So we're working on that, and that's the real big thing for this year, other than, you know, just really streamlining and building a stronger base for the wellness business, and just continuing to support the clients that I already have for Book Marketing 101 with Angel B, and then continuing to build the Praise Network, you know, to help it grow and be more dynamic and provide more inspiration for people across the world.
Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. I definitely like that title, too. Organized. What's the name of the book? Organized
Obstacles. Mm-hmm.
I like that title. I really do like that title.
Thank you.
When you hear that title, you just think of so many things. Like, you know, you just got to pick it up and see what are you talking about, because there's so many things flushed to your head when you think of something. I like books like that, you know. Look at the title if it's appealing, and I want to go around and, you know, I want to check it out, flip through it. But, you know, sometimes I read books and I fall asleep, but, you know, that's another story.
We have to work on that. We have to work on that.
Listen, I can't do it. I read my little novels. Oh, don't give me a novel. Give me one of those, I call them urban novels, you know, the urban love stories and stuff like that. I'm hooked. I'll finish it in a day. I'm done. What you doing? Reading. Give me something that have to do with, and I guess no pictures. I'm falling asleep. Like, that's want to get me to sleep. Give me a book. I'm sorry. That's just the way I am. Not my fault. Okay, so I totally understand what you mean by frustration. I don't wear as many hats with you, but I got so frustrated and discouraged and everything the last part of 2013. I really did. Hence the reason, or part of the reason, why I stopped doing my show in November, because I was like, I don't want to do this no more. You know, right. It wasn't that I didn't want to do it no more. It was just the people that I was meeting, they was just throwing a monkey wrench, you know, like, they were just kind of left field, and it's just like, listen, I don't know how to process that. I didn't know how to process that. I knew what I had to do, but my mind and my soul just wasn't letting me do that. You know, like, you know the remedy, like, but you just, for some reason, I just couldn't just pick me up, you know, so I ended up taking a break, and then the holiday season came, so thus here we are right now with the quit slacking and make it happen motto. So with the frustration, because you are dealing with so many people as well as businesses and services, how do you deal with it to keep yourself motivated and inspired to keep pushing forward?
Cal gotta take me away. Just kidding. I can say that probably 95% of the time I have, the people that I deal with pretty much are easygoing. Every now and then I have a client or, you know, someone that I'm interacting with that's a little over the top. And it takes patience. It takes a lot of patience. And, you know, I pray a lot, you know, that I continue to be patient and see the person from their perspective, because people deal with different things. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes with everyone. And, you know, what may seem like, you know, them attacking you could just be the fact that they don't know how to deal with the frustration that they're dealing with in their own lives. So I try to keep that in the forefront of my mind, but sometimes it's very difficult. Because when you're dealing with people who can be difficult, and I'm sure at some point in my life, I know I've been difficult as well, you know, but I'm very headstrong. And if I make up my mind about something and I know that it's right within my spirit, then I just go for it. And a lot of times people don't agree with me. You know, they don't agree with, a lot of people don't agree with what I do. You know, they don't agree with everything that I do, but that to me is their problem, not mine, because I know that I've been given a mandate to do the things that I do. And, you know, I like to think of myself as being a resource for people. So a lot of times I provide resources and tools to people, you know, sometimes at my own detriment, and friends and family members fuss at me for that, you know, because I give a lot away. You know, I give a lot of things away sometimes, but that's just who I am as far as ministry goes. So that's been a major frustration for me, is having clients, you know, sometimes that don't listen, and you know that what you have to offer them is what they've been praying for. And a lot of times when we pray for things, or we pray for an answer to our problem, God gives a solution in the way that we may not think it should come, and we don't accept the solution. So I have some clients like that. You know, they've prayed for certain things, or they come to me and say, well, this is the problem, and this is what I need, and this is what I'm dealing with. And when I give them the solution, they reject it. So that's very frustrating for me.
Right. Okay, my final question. I really want to continue. I really do want to continue talking to you because I really enjoyed this conversation, but I know I gave you a certain amount of time, and we already passed the time I told you. But I just want to. I'm going to make this my final question for you. What do Angel B do to relax? Because you know you got everything on. What is a nice relaxing time for Angel B? What is it that you do?
Lately, I'm sure that Catherine Waddell will agree, it's been Lifetime. Laughing at these movies, you know, laughing at sitcoms, Frasier, Golden Girls, you know, things like that to unwind. But I really love spending time with my family. I have a daughter. She's 22. A niece and two nephews. You know, both of my parents are still living. My maternal grandmother is still alive. And I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed to have family and friends who love me. You know, I do interact with a lot of people, but my circle, my private circle, is really small. I spend a lot of time reading, listening to music. I love to listen to jazz. Go to movies. You know, I enjoy movies. and just enjoying the simple things in life. I take appreciation in things that are very, very simple. And then even things that, you know, are extraordinary. Right now I'm getting ready to go to Virginia Beach in the morning. I'm leaving in the morning to go spend time with my sister and my brother-in-law. So I'll be there for a little while. And I'm working on some new projects while I'm there as well.
So it's not all just relaxation. Look, they go work.
I have a couple of gospel artists in that area that I want to interview while I'm there, hopefully. And then just, you know, re-strategize on some things. Of course, I can't just not plug in, you know, while I'm away, but I will, you know, they live right on the beach, so I will be, you know, enjoying the beach, even though it's cold. They have a nice view, you know, to the beach and the water, so I will be, you know, enjoying that time.
I was going to say, wait, the beach, like... Like I know VA is not that far from New York City, and we got a couple of inches of snow last night, so
yeah.
I don't know how well they got how much they got down there, but I don't think that's beach weather. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Angel B, for coming through and blessing us with your presence and your information. You're like a wealth of information. You really are. And like Kayson said, you're an awesome person. And this has been an awesome interview. Thank you so much on our Quit Slacking and Make It Happen.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. If y'all just tuned in, this is Miss Angel B. We want to let people know how to get in contact with you. One more again, give us your website and you know, all that good stuff real quick.
Okay, the main website is angelbarino.com. You can find everything, all of the contact information is there, including information for the Praise Network. And then by email at, I'll just give you the Praise email, is praise@sibn.net. And by phone, 704-978-8679. And also autograph copies of the book are available through the main site. And the book is available on all online sites, particularly Amazon. And also available at Gillian's Christian Supply in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Sounds great. And the name of that book again?
Praise.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, Miss Angel B. Oh, my goodness, folks. This is Quit Slacking and Make It Happen in 2014. Angel B, Kason Bolton, thank y'all so much for tuning in and just, you know, just giving us the wealth of information that you've able to give us. And like I said before, y'all are both inspirational entrepreneurs, and I'm glad to be a part of the Dream Network with y'all, and I can't wait to see what 2014 brings from both of y'all, because y'all are just doing it in 2014, and we're only in February. Y'all are doing it. Like I said, y'all have been an inspiration so far, motivated. I'm inspired. I'm motivated. I hope y'all who are tuned in is excited and motivated. Call us up, 805-830-8320. Go to play a song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to hit the phone lines. See who's out there. Who's tuned in? Find out, how did you enjoy tonight's show? You know, what are your tips or for dealing with frustration, because that's one thing I need to learn. I need to learn how to deal with my frustration, how to keep it, you know, keep it where I don't want to give up and keep myself motivated and inspired. So that's what we're going to tune into. That's what we're going to do when we come back. Take this quick break. You're tuning in to Full Fantasy Radio. Okay.
I dedicate this song. Recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love? Joy that you promised to tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
You look so much better when you're
always remember.
You look so much better when you're
difficulty.
Goodness, that is definitely my motto. Always got to keep a smile on your face. You never know what's going on in personal life, but if I smile, everything is going to be all right for myself and for whoever else is looking at me. I don't know. Y'all on the street, Nate, are you all right? I don't know. I try to keep a smile on my face, but sometimes it's hard. But anyway, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. A quick rant right there. Full Fantasy Radio. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and we are quit slacking and make it happen on tonight's show because we just had two awesome guests. We had Angel B. Enterprise. Miss Thing is doing everything, and she is just an awesome person to talk to. I didn't even want to, you know, end the conversation, but, you know, I had to let her go. She got other things to do besides sit up here and politic with me all night. Also, Mr. Kason Bolton from Got Controversy Radio Show, he tuned in, and I guess he went to sleep already. Can't hang with us. Anyway, folks, thank y'all for tuning in. Like I said, I was going to go to the lines because I want to know, how do you deal with frustration? What are some techniques that you use to deal with frustration? Because, you know, with us moving forward and trying new things and trying to get our business going or trying to accomplish things in our personal life, we deal with different people. We come in contact with all types of personalities. And sometimes they can just be annoying. Sometimes things just not going the way you planned, and it's everything just up in the air. And how do you deal with that? What is like what do you do to keep yourself going, to keep yourself motivated, to wash that away? I'm gonna say just, you know, dust your shoulders off. You know, sometimes you just got to dust it off. How do you do that? Let us know. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1 and talk to me. Holla at your girl. Right now, I got a caller from the 336-0394. I need to bring them. Okay. What's your name? Where you calling from? And welcome to the show.
This is Antoinette.
Antoinette, I don't know why I'm not recognizing your number.
Oh. I don't know. What does I call you?
Right. I don't know. Antoinette, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm awesome. I am definitely awesome right now. I'm pumped. I'm hyped. I'm motivated. I'm inspired. I'm envious. I'm everything good right now. I'm just everything good. I'm just a big pile of happy.
Oh, good.
I'm just a big pile of happy right now. I'm hungry, but I'm happy.
Okay.
So, Serenity Sweet Skincare. It's your business. You introduced us to this yesterday. And I know you deal with customer service.
Yes.
And I want to know, you know, frustration. The things that you may encounter as far as clients is concerned or your personal life, frustration. How or what is it that frustrates you, first of all, and how do you deal with it?
What is it that frustrates me? Is maybe I'm not having a really good day. Maybe that I don't reach the goals that I try to put for myself. So definitely that. And sometimes, as far as with clients, sometimes that, they take advantage sometimes of situations. So I get a little frustrated, but I kind of take it in stride, kind of breathe, pray, and then just say, okay, next.
Right. Okay. So do you have a particular practice? Do you do breathing techniques in, are you saying?
Well, I do sometimes work out. The workout helps.
Okay.
Working out does help. And then, like I said, just breathing. And it's just sometimes just praying about it and just say, well, okay, we're just going to have to just go ahead and move on.
Oh, okay.
I've learned to just not worry and get frustrated on things I can't control.
This is true. That's either frustrated the most, doesn't it? Angel B,
yes.
Are you still with us, Miss Angel B?
Ma'am.
Oh, okay. Just checking to make sure you're there. We got Myra in the chat room right now. Myra, if you can, give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press 1. Shout out to This Needs to Be Said, Miss Catherine. Antoinette, do you have your TV on?
Yeah.
Can you turn that down?
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll go to another room because I was in there and she wanted the TV up. So that's why. So I'll move.
Okay, so we're talking about frustrations. We have Angel B. We have Antoinette from Serenity Skincare. Serenity Sweet Skincare .com. Definitely a big supporter of Serenity Sweet Skincare .com here at Phone Fantasy Radio because we're trying to get her to the KKB network. Okay, I got another caller. This is my good friend over in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the 225. I was just waiting for her to press one. Lady C.
Yes, hi.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
Doing good.
You've been tuned in tonight. Did you enjoy the show?
It was good. I've enjoyed it. It's interesting. Very informative, different ideology about things, give you some perspective.
Right, and this is a new for us, right? This is the first one.
Right. It is.
We fly a lot on Wednesday nights. You know, we go crazy, but, you know, it's a new year, just try a couple of things differently. But, okay, so now we get into the conversation of frustration. I want to know what are maybe some things that frustrate you and what are some techniques that you use to overcome that?
Well, see, it's frustrating. Like the little cafe I run, you have people you know who have attitude. And they'll talk about the food, but I'm not coming back. I got this one lady who complained about the food, but she still comes back. But you know she's complaining to other people. They come tell you. And it's a frustrating thing. The first time I heard, I was hurt. I'm like, wait a minute, my food tastes good. Everybody like it. And all it takes is one person to say that it's not good, and it does something to you.
Mm-hmm.
And prayer helps, and I learn to count before I say anything.
Mm-hmm.
There is a part of me that wants to say, what the hell are you talking about? But you can't do that. Just let it blurt out. You know, and like you breathe, you count, you pray, and you got to let it go. Because you can't please everybody. You can't make everybody happy. You have to come to grips with that. As hard as it is, you want everybody to be happy with your product and what you're doing.
Right.
Like I'm just saying, you know, you want someone to encourage you. When you put out your best, you want to hear, oh, that was good. I really like that. And then all it takes is one person to say, what, that's it? And you start second-guessing yourself. And you have to shake yourself. Wait a minute. You know you do good, whatever it is.
everybody's not going to like it. And you have to get to, that's the point that it took me a while to get to. Because I've never, when you with public, it's so many different people coming in, different attitudes, different avenues of what they want. Oh, you don't take plastic? Why you don't take plastic? If you took plastic, we'll buy more. My biggest seller is my lunch is $6. So I have to up that price to cover it. They don't want to hear that.
Right.
You know, so you have to learn what's best for you and how to work it through.
Yeah.
Because you
yeah.
will drive yourself crazy.
That is definitely true. That is definitely
you know,
true.
It's just like in writing with the books and stuff. Everybody's not going to read their books. That both of their books sound like they're awesome books. I'm going to look for them. But everybody's not going to hear it. And I know they've had some detrimental comments on them from people who just don't want to believe it or receive it.
Right.
But you got to keep on going. You had questions. Remember at one point you had haters. You know, and I to me, haters are just stepping. You're just stepping up because you hate me because you know I'm going to step up to another level.
Right.
So I'm not going to look at it like that. I make my haters a stair step. I'm just going to step on up over you.
Uh-huh.
You know,
that's it.
So.
Get up on it. Now, I'm with you on that one. You know, I'm with you on that one. And you've been rolling with me for years now, so we already know the deal when it comes to the hating and all that other stuff in between.
Yeah.
I'm not. I keep it 112% when I'm on air. I don't know no other way. So if I'm going through it, I'm speaking about it. I think that's one way I relieve my frustration. But I also know I have to bite my lip sometimes because. You can talk about somebody without putting them out in front street. You know what I mean? Like you speak about the situation
right.
without me having to say your name and stuff like that. And I'll be so passionate about it. I'll say, yeah, Billy Bob. Oh, wait. And I'm, you know, this is also, you know, a form of entertainment and also media. So I got to be cautious about what I say. And I guess that frustration, you know, has really what did me in back in and just to have it happen twice, you know, just I was over a hurdle and then for it to come back again and I had to deal with it again. That was what really did me in. I'm like, you know what, I'm done. You know, I've been doing this since 2000 and whatever, I'm done. And I had to rethink something. You know, I had to rethink, like, wait, hold up, this is not what I want to do, because I enjoy doing this. I enjoy Full Fantasy Radio. I enjoy putting things together. I enjoy having Lady C and Chris and Angel B and everybody tune in and just, you know, have an open forum, because that's what this is, an open forum, a dialogue, a conversation for the mature, you know, like like-minded individuals just come together and we just gonna speak about it. And that's what I like to do with Full Fantasy Radio. Like I said, we talk about everything underneath the sun. I told K-Song before him, it was me. You know that, Lady C. We talk about everything under the sun. And I got more topics for y'all. We're down to the last few minutes. I'm going to take one more caller. 347-6334. What's your name and where you're calling from? And thanks for tuning in.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Okay. So I had called before. Hi. This is Sunshine, a.k.a. Faith. I had called earlier, but I was on another phone.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was in between the have and the have-nots, but I was multitasking in between.
Okay.
Listening and watching the show at the same time.
Okay. Well, you know, we're finally winding down. We had an awesome show. And the last question I'm posing for tonight is, what are some things that frustrate you, and how do you deal with overcoming those frustrations?
You know, in life period, you come through, you have frustration. Dealing with people, and me being a promoter, I deal with all kinds of different people. And trying to sell something to someone, sell them my idea with my vision and make them see it, that could be very frustrating. And dealing with people, period. But what helps me is that when I get really frustrated and I'm just, like, crazy, I talk about it. I get on the phone and I talk about it and talk about it and talk about it and get feedback, different suggestions, and just vent. That helps me out. And just like you, Chris, you said that you know, you like to talk about it as well. and you try not to mention people, and, you know, that is character assassination, and I try not to do that as well.
Right.
You know, mentioning people's names and stuff. So venting, praying, and just knowing that sometimes, for me, people have attitudes. Some people may be going through something. You never know what somebody's going through.
Right.
At that particular time, you know, because I'm sure I make people frustrated as well. You know,
Yeah, you know,
vice
versa. You're right, yeah.
You know, so I try to have a positive outlook. I'm an optimistic person, so
right.
I try to look at it on both sides. But sometimes I'm human. I go to the left, and, you know, and the show is really awesome. And I enjoyed our conversation earlier today. And I'm going to be tuning in every day now.
Well,
I'll
thank you
my
so
friends
much.
And let them know too as well.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank y'all. There go my 90-second mark. Thank y'all all for tuning in and supporting Full Fantasy Radio's debut week back. This has just been the second day. We got one more day coming up, and we got awesome Catherine Waddell from This Needs to Be Said, the creator of the Dream Movement Network, is going to be here tomorrow. Cynthia Randolph, another entrepreneur, awesome lady, is going to be my second guest for tomorrow. Don't forget, I also have Mama Joyce from Real Housewives of Atlanta, and also Cutie Jazz, the R&B pop singer, coming in on Thursday night. So our week is just halfway done. We still got another 2 days to go. Thank y'all all for tuning in. Thanks to my special guest, Angel B from AngelBarino.com. Thank you to Kayson Bolton for God Controversy Radio Show, which is right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to Lady C. Thanks to Chris, who's over there in Jersey City. Thank you, Miss Sunshine, for coming back and tuning in with us. Thank you to Russ in the chat room. And we also have Myra in the chat room. Thank y'all so much from Endless Encouragement Radio Show. And thanks to everybody who just, you know, has been awesome with us. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/WRPF Radio. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/phonefanradio or LaCrush Hearts, LaCrushHearts. You know, just Google me, people. I'm everywhere. Phonefantasyradio.com is the website to go to. And I'm going to say good night to everyone. Big shout out to Amber, because Amber Inspire Walker has did our outro. We're going to play that for you as soon as I find it. I'm going to play that for you, and I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Tune right back to Phone Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts. And good night. See y'all tomorrow.
Phone Fantasy Radio. Surely not your average talk show. LaCrush Hearts is your hostess. Super fluffy, flirty miss. From entertainment to enlightenment, this show you don't want to miss. Honey, sweet, your fantasy, limelight. Musically and conscious, crushing out the dark. Phone Fantasy Radio.com 805-830-8320. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.